What time is it?
It's Island Time!
Hey everybody, what time is it?
There's no time like Island Time.
Nobody is ahead, nobody's behind.
Everything's fine on Island Time.
And you'll be living on Island Time. Caribbean breezes blow through my mind. We're sand.
I'm living on Island Time. I may be late, but you know I'm trying to make the best of an uphill climb. There's just so much I can do to make it through. I'm living on Island Time. Being laid back is my only crime. Trying to find a little peace of mind. Living on Island Time.
From the campus of Baldwin Wallace University on the North Coast, it is Trap Rock Music on the Radio. It is the Island Time Radio Show. DK Dennis King on duty. How are you doing? We got Cheryl Lang with us. Cheryl, hello.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Fun show lined up. Another couple of Music on the Bay interviews, and we've got a live interview tonight with Gene Mitchell, Trap Rock veteran, legend, if you will, from Panama City Beach, Florida. We're going to start the show off with a very special song. You heard it debuted on the All-Star Tribute to Jimmy Buffett. If you've seen any of the YouTube clips, it's Zac Brown Band with Mac McAnally. It's called Pirates and Parrots. Probably the best tribute Jimmy Buffett song that's come out in the last year here. Right, Cheryl?
Yeah, and you're going to make me cry to start the show off.
I got a box of Kleenex right over here in the studio. All right, let's check it out. Zac Brown along with Mac McAnally. We'll talk to Gene Mitchell here in a few minutes on Island Time.
Another dollar on the wall, another poet with a pen, another beach bum with a dog, another stranger sailing in, and the water's just as blue. No, you haven't missed a thing, but we're all here missing you. All the pirates and the parrots sing. So adios, my friend, anchor where that ocean is. We'll pick up where you left off, strumming on a sailor's song. We'll hold down this salty rock where it's always 5 o'clock. When the sun goes down, we raise our drinks. All the pirates and the parrots sing. Oh, oh, oh. Tell them, raise the bridge, the drifter's coming through. There's a golden stretch of beach, it's waiting there on you.
Is the water just as blue? We want to hear about everything, but we're all here missing you. So all the pirates and the parrots sing.
Adios, my friend, anchor where that ocean ends. We'll pick up where you left off, strumming on a sailor's song. We'll hold down this salty rock where it's always 5 o'clock. When the sun goes down, we raise our drinks. All the pirates and the parrots sing. Oh, 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 oh,
long as people sing along, you'll live on and on. Strumming on a sailor's song, we'll hold down this salty rock where it's always 5 o'clock. When the sun goes down, we raise our drinks. All the pirates and the parrots sing. Oh.
Tonight. been a while since we've gotten together, I must say. Life gets so busy, sometimes it's hard to get away. If you got the mind to, I've got the time to spend the whole day with you. So get out of your confines, we'll have a good time. I'll see you there real soon. Meet me at the tiki bar, down by the water near the old motel. We'll drink cocktails all day, we'll be on holiday and relax for a spell. Sharky's is the place I like, we'll take a bite out of life. Hang out where the locals and tourists are. Meet me at the tiki bar. That tall thatch roof was getting old, now it's all brand new. Like a good friend lets the sunshine in, won't let the rain come through. When you're there, you'll forget all your cares, then you'll feel renewed. And when the sun finally sets, you can bet we'll have the perfect view. Meet me at the tiki bar, down by the water near the old motel. We'll drink cocktails all day, we'll be on holiday and relax for a spell. Sharky's is the place I like, we'll take a bite out of life. Hang out where the locals and tourists are. Meet me at the tiki bar. The music is live, a tourist asks one more time, play that Margaritaville song. Some locals don't like it, but they cannot hide it, you catch them singing along. With a view of the beach, bartenders mixing up drinks, I'm sure that you'll agree. Under that roof of thatch, it's a matter of fact, there's no better place to be. Meet me at the tiki bar, down by the water near the old motel. We'll drink cocktails all day, we'll be on holiday and relax for a spell. Sharky's is the place I like, we'll take a bite out of life. Hang out where the locals and tourists are. Meet me at the tiki bar, in the sunshine and under the stars. Life is better by far, come as you are. Meet me at the tiki bar.
Gene Mitchell from Panama City Beach, Florida, from his brand new release called Meet Me at the Tiki Bar. Gene is our special live interview tonight, Cheryl. And we had Juke Johnson. There we go, Juke Johnson in the air tonight from his new album. And I think that song was co-written by Alvy King, the prolific trap rock writer, songwriter, and Zach Brown, of course, with Mac McAnally and Pirates and Parrots. And Cheryl is done weeping.
Yeah, I'm okay now.
There we go. Jimmy Buffett's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now, or is about to be. How about that?
Well, wasn't that a surprise announcement?
Shocker. I saw the list a few months ago. I didn't see Jimmy Buffett's name on there, and all of a sudden last night he's in. So they had a second thought on that, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I was watching American Idol when they announced it and was totally shocked and immediately texted people. And
interesting. Yeah. They announced that American Idol. Interesting. And,
yeah, they did.
All right. We're going to talk to Gene Mitchell. We've got some Music on the Bay interviews to play that we still haven't taken care of. We're going to do that tonight. And it's all coming your way right after this on Island Time. Cheryl, let's go out to Panama City Beach, Florida. Bring on our live interview tonight.
All right.
Trap rocker Gene Mitchell. Gene, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, man, welcome back to Island Time.
Well, thank you. I think we've been doing this. I've been Panama City Beach 24 years this August. And I think we've been doing that long at least.
Just about. That's right. You're one of the first.
You know, listening to your weather report, I don't want to rub it in, but it's 75 degrees tomorrow, clear, and I'm looking at the full moon with no clouds in the sky.
I saw that moon this morning as I was driving to work. It was incredible. Yeah.
Amazing.
75 degrees sounds pretty good to us. Well, it's coming our way maybe in a few weeks. We'll see.
72 this weekend.
72 this weekend. There you go.
So there you go. It's moving north.
Yeah.
It's
moving Thanks north. For sending it this way.
Say hi to
Cheryl. No problem.
There we go. Say hi to Cheryl.
Cheryl, I think this is the first time we've talked.
Yes, it is, Gene. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
The album, the brand new album, is called Meet Me at the Tiki Bar. And I was trying to count how many you have now, Gene. I think you're up to about 17 or 18?
16
albums. Unbelievable.
Well, I did do two cassette albums back in the 80s, but they never went to CD.
Oh, really?
They never went to iTunes. So 16.
Okay. I think you're probably got maybe one of the biggest catalogs in trap rock, I would have to say.
Well, I've never counted. My goal is 189 songs. The Beatles did 188 originally. They did like 215 with some covers. So I think that, but you know, of course, they did it in like 8 years. But right. There were four of them. So, you know, I was listening to the Meet Me at the Tiki Bar, and it was one of the last songs I wrote for the album. And it opens up with It's Been a While Since We've Gotten Together, and that was the opening line because I had a couple of people email me and say, Gene, where's an album? You usually put one out every 2 years. You haven't put one out since 2020. And I said, well, I put it out in November 2020, and this is came out in March, so not quite 4 years.
There you go.
But when I started getting those emails, I sat down with the guitar, and that was the opening line out of my mouth, and I didn't know where it was going, but I was driving by Sharky's, and they were putting a new thatch roof on, and the second verse talks about that old thatch roof that's getting old now. It's old brand new, and I thought, oh, Runaway Island is where my house gig is every Friday and Saturday year round. The same owners own Sharky's. I wrote the theme song for Runaway, so I said, well, maybe I'll make this about Sharky's and not mention Panama City Beach because there's a lot of bars around here named Sharky's all over.
Oh, really? I always thought it was just the one. Okay.
No, I'm sure there's a lot of them. I've seen two or three, but, Sharky's is kind of a common name.
You guys just had a huge trap rock event, the Panama City Beach.
Yes, we did. And then there was a lot of acts here, and it was sunny. It did rain on Sunday. I closed out the show yesterday, but the big stage on the beach, they were done, so they had it in Sharky's, and it is the largest tiki bar in Florida, or on the Gulf Coast.
Okay.
In fact, I haven't seen a bigger one anywhere in Florida. But so it's covered, and the stage is covered. So it had rained, but by the time it's fine. About 10 minutes before it started, the sun came out, and it stayed sunny the rest of the day. But the storm was due to be over. And the second band that was supposed to play after me, they had to cancel, because they'd already canceled them because they thought it was going to rain. So we ended up closing out a good show with a good group of people still left over. They got their beach chairs off the beach and came up to the bar. So,
okay.
But there were a lot of acts. I think there were about 20 acts, trot rock acts.
Wow. That's has always looked like a fun event, and I saw the pictures this weekend. It looked fantastic.
Yeah, it's white sandy beach, and the water is clear. You can be in your waist and see your toes. It's really clear here.
Gotta love it. Tell us about this new album. Now, the last album you did right during COVID, I remember that. And almost
I wrote the whole year long,
Yeah, it was like a month-by-month COVID diary kind of in music.
I think I wrote the first song, the 2020 Vision. I wrote that in 2019, and the album was going to go in that direction. But then when COVID hit, I wrote the quarantine song, and then I did the love song. I said, well, I'll make that for Valentine's. But what drove that album is I had two unreleased Christmas songs, and I thought, well, I've got two unreleased Christmas songs. If I write something for the 4th of July and I mention Halloween and I mention, Memorial Day and Labor Day and some songs, and then I wrote one for Thanksgiving and New Year's, I said I can make a concept album to cover the whole year. And there's nothing on there. I mean, you could actually listen to that 10 years from now, I think, and go back and reflect on how the year went.
It's not tied to COVID.
I had one called the quarantine. Yeah. Yeah, one called Me Out of Quarantine, and I wrote that on Cinco de Mayo, so it's got a kind of Mexican flavor.
There you go, and yeah, what a year it was in 2020. So it's hard to believe it's been that long ago now. But this new album, tell us about some of the new songs and so forth.
Well, some of my favorite songs, there's, I think you said you're going to play Summer in My Heart. That was, I think, the beginning of last summer. I was eating breakfast, looking out the window, and a school bus went by, and I thought to myself, is summer over already? And I started writing that, and it was going to be, you know, it's always summer inside of me.
Yeah.
And as I began to write the song, I remember a quote Lionel Richie made years ago when they said, you know, you have a hit song in 4 decades. You know, what's your formula? And he says, I love you, I want you, I need you, never go out of style. And so I said, well, if I say something in my heart, I can turn it into a love song. That, you know, as long as someone loves you, it's always something in your heart, and it kind of went that direction. One of my other favorite songs is Doo-Wop Days. And once a month, I play at an assisted living center, and I know a lot of the old songs, so I started listening to serious 50s radio, and started listening to Cool Bobby B on the doo-wop show.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And I said, you know, I could write a doo-wop song, so I got one called Doo-Wop Days, and I really like that song. And some of the others are, you know, there's a mix of trot rock, and I'm always... I would call it pop jazz, kind of like the group America. You know, you'll hear that in Summer in My Heart and some of my other songs. And I think, you know, my theme is always vacation, beaches, tiki bars, and always that red line through it. Always got to have a little romance in there, and you kind of cover everything. So.
Love that mix.
And, and of course, the last song, you know, I'm a sailor, so... The last song, Sails Full of Wind, that's one of my favorites. And I always end it with a nice sailing song on each album, the last three albums. So
that's
very
right.
Well produced, you know, orchestrated, beautiful song.
And years ago, you put a collection of sailing songs called Sailibration.
I did,
that.
And it's time. Well, and I've done so many since then. Some of them are about just boats, and some of them are about sailboats. And so I do plan on the compilation album of... just called, you know, songs about boats, because I've got enough for a compilation album.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the reason it took almost four years to get this new CD out, because I've also got 4 new Christmas songs that are already done.
Oh, really?
And then I've written and then 3 other songs. One's called Nautical Twilight, and so you know, I've got other songs that just didn't fit this album. So really, those 12 songs, and then there's another 7. So, you know, that's not bad, really, for 19 songs in, you know, 3.5 years.
Absolutely. And you also have a cool Jimmy Buffett tribute. It's called Sailing in Jimmy's Wake, which is awesome.
Yes. And, you know, there was a few albums ago, I'm always mentioning the group America, Henry Capono, because I was in Hawaii in the 70s, and Shirley Capono was really popular in Kalapana.
Sure.
And they were, that kind of music always influenced my music, and I always gave them credits. And I think in one of the CDs I mentioned that all of us trot rockers were just paddling our canoe behind Jimmy's cruise ship in his wake. And when I wrote the song, I meant, you know, when I wrote the song to give him credit, of all these musicians that started genres in Americana, he did too, and he should be placed up there. So I mentioned all those people that, started particular genres in the United States only. And when I said Sailing in Jimmy's Wake, I meant behind the boat. I didn't, you know, expect it to be something like a funeral wake.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be that.
Okay.
And so I wrote the last part about, well, I want to sing the chorus one more time. So in the bridge I mentioned about, you know, this compass now points to the sky and the star shines bright.
Yeah.
Got his wings and took off in flight. One of the ex-presidents of here is a retired Air Force colonel pilot. And he goes, I can't believe it. You know, you kind of a double entendre with the wake, and now you've got, because he was a pilot too.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I didn't even intend that, but it just allowed me to sing the chorus again, like Along Came Jimmy, as if he's arriving in heaven now.
Yeah.
It just came out that way. So it didn't start out that way, but it ended up being a tribute.
Worked out nice, yeah. Sailing in Jimmy's Wake is also on the album. Cheryl, I think you had something. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we've really answered it, but Gene, out of all those songs, 189 songs that you've put out, original songs, can you choose one that's most meaningful or a couple that are the most meaningful to you?
Yes. If you just want two, I'd say Why Male, which was a song I wrote in 1979 when I lived in Hawaii and I turned 21 and went down to Waikiki Beach and had a Mai Tai. That was called My Mai Tai. And then Waimea was a day I spent. Another girl had checked into the base. She'd never seen the island yet, and I took her over to Waimea Falls and the Botanical Garden, and I wrote the song just about what we did that day. And I turned it into a love song. We become that way, but, you know, it makes a good song. So I just like the style of those songs because both of those songs are very much like Pablo Cruz.
Okay.
And America, and I like that with the big horns and the big production. And then Fair Winds and Following Seas is an old sailor's farewell. Ended, I think, Into the Blue with that song. And then Every Boat Has a Story ended the last CD, Life on the Island. Those mean a lot, same as the last song on this album, Sails Full of Wind. Because, you know, when you're sailing and you're out on the ocean, you can go anywhere in the world. You can't do that if you're landlocked.
Yeah.
So the ocean represents the world's open. And then, of course, a sailboat represents you don't need power. The wind takes you where it will take you. So it's kind of, you know, a metaphor for that. So those are my favorite songs.
Oh, awesome. I love the symbolism with the ocean and the sailing.
Fantastic. Yeah. What a collection of music, Gene. And you mentioned two of my favorite bands, America and Pablo Cruz. I finally got to see... Yeah. Pablo Cruz for the first time last summer.
And somebody I used to follow, Cecilio and Campono.
Oh, sure.
Yes, and I've got all their albums. In fact, I have actually conversed with Henry a couple of times, you know, because sending him albums, say, hey, you know, I always mention all my albums. And we traded albums before. And so it's great, yeah. In
awesome.
Fact, Gary Beckley from America, you know, he sent me a message and said, hey, you can, you know, private message me anytime. And, you know, you always... In fact, I'm writing a song called The Songs of America, which is about their songs.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
Instead of saying a horse with no name, I'm like, I say lines in it.
Okay.
Like riding a nameless horse on the way to Ventura, you know, that kind of stuff. Ah. You know, that kind of... To kind of make reference to their songs without saying the title.
There we go.
And, I might send that to him and ask him if he'd like to co-write that with me, because I'm sure he has what better ideas than I would about it.
There we go. Well, let's take a listen to Summer in My Heart, and we'll talk just a little bit more. Okay, Gene?
Okay.
This is from Meet Me at the Tiki Bar. Gene Mitchell on Island Time.
Back on the road, another summer's gone. Soon the weather's turning cold. I never look forward to old man winter's chill. I wish that summer could last all year. I know the weather and seasons must change. There's nothing I can do about it. From the beginning of time, it's all prearranged. But there's no doubt about it. My life will still be sunny and warm, even when summer departs. With you as my sunshine, it's always summer in my heart. I could wear flip-flops out in the snow, big funny straw hat when the bitter winds blow, or a bathing suit in a frozen lake, I won't mind. I just think of you and I'm all warm inside. I know the weather and
seasons must change. There's nothing I can do about it. From the beginning of time, it's all prearranged. But there's no doubt about it, my life will still be sunny and warm, even when summer departs. With you as my sunshine, it's always summer in my heart. Like autumn in a state of decline. You put the spring in my step, made me come alive. It melted like the winter snow when I first saw your face. Now forever it lives in a warm summer place. I know the weather and seasons must change. There's nothing I can do about it. From the beginning of time, it's all prearranged. But there's no doubt about it, my life will still be sunny and warm, even when summer departs. With you as my sunshine, it's always summer in my heart. With you as my sunshine, it's always summer in my heart.
Summer in My Heart, brand new music from Gene Mitchell and the album Meet Me at the Tiki Bar. We have Gene on the telephone here. Gene?
Still love, here.
Love that song. Love that one.
Yeah, that's more of like America, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We could. Did you know? Go ahead.
When Cheryl asked me what my favorite song was, she asked me what meant the most to me. But my favorite song now is another one. And it's funny that it's not Chop Rock. It's been getting over 100,000 streams every quarter for several years, but last quarter it got 463,000 streams. That's almost a half a million.
Wow.
And it's a love song called In Between. And I wondered why it was getting so many, but I went back and listened to it, and I guess it would make the perfect wedding song. So I'm just assuming some girl used it for a wedding and shared it with her friends. But
okay,
that's now my favorite song. So
In Between.
Good song.
Which album is that?
I think it's on Tropical Country. Two words, In Between. The song was had the idea of like 30 years, because when a couple are in love, I'd always thought of the idea they've got a spirit each and a spirit between them, and that spirit of love, and that when they have a baby, that spirit has a body.
Sure.
I didn't go in that direction. I just went into a couple sharing the love that's in between them, and there's a spirit between them now. That makes them one is kind of how the song went. So that is my favorite song, even though it don't have the most meaning. And ironically, I've never played the song live before.
Oh, really?
I wrote the song, and I think when I did the demo, I laid down the guitar, and then I laid down the vocal, and I did the same in the studio. So I've never even played the song live before.
Wow.
But I might have to put that back in my repertoire.
Yeah.
Sounds like you should, yeah. With half a million streams?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. You know, that's over about 3 million over the last 3 or 4 years. So,
wow,
not bad.
I happen to have Tropical Country with me, and we were going to do Concrete Box Up in the Sky, which I've always loved as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that came from me watching 23 cranes tear down the old motels on Panama City Beach and put up condos.
Right.
And I thought, man, this beach is changing.
Happening a lot in Florida in the last decade or so, a couple decades, I guess.
Yeah.
Anybody who does not know, Gene, you were in the Navy, right? And you traveled the world, and I think that's where you got your taste for the islands and all that.
I was stationed in the Caribbean and Hawaii, and of course I was stationed in St. Louis and Seattle, so you'll see a lot of blues and jazz influences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
But Yeah, so that was a great background for what turned into a long trap rock career. Unbelievable.
21 years in 32 countries. You got to be influenced by somebody.
That's great. GeneMitchell.com is the website. I want to thank you, Gene, for taking a few minutes with us tonight. We're going to do that Concrete Box Up in the Sky song from a few years ago, the Tropical Country album. But thanks so much.
And thank you, Dennis, and nice to meet you, Cheryl, and we'll talk again.
All right, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
We will do it again. Okay. Thank you, Gene. Friends up to you.
All right, thank you very much.
Gene Mitchell, Panama City Beach, Florida. This is kind of a pretty cool tune. Amo was doing the show when this album came out, and he liked it as well, I remember. Concrete Box Up in the Sky on Island Time.
Mom and pop motels up and down this beach. You could walk anywhere you wanted to go, right beside the street. Now it's four lanes with traffic lights, delivery trucks so loud. No more beach motels around, just condos in the clouds. Some bought them cheap, some paid too much for their view from way up high. It might be on the beach, but it's not the same when you live in a concrete box up in the sky. There was beach access everywhere. Mom and pop motels were cool. Even if you weren't staying there, you could still lay by the pool. Now the condos have security guards patrolling like bloodhounds. Each unit has an owner, and they don't want you around. Some bought them cheap, some pay too much for their view from way up high. It might be on the beach, but it's not the same when you live in a concrete box up in the sky. We'll have to take the stairs. Those spring break kids, they filled those motel rooms with tin and more. Two of them slept on each bed, the rest slept on the floor. Now the association regulations say the condos, they're not tents. All the condo owners want fewer bodies and maximum rent. Some bought them cheap, some paid too much. They're viewed from way up high. Might be on the beach, but it's not the same when you live in a concrete box up in the sky. Might be on the beach, but it's not the same when you live in a concrete box up in the sky. It might be on the beach, but it's not the same when you live in a concrete box up in the sky.
Hey, this is Kersey Krause on the Island Time Radio Show. Hey, DK, why don't you play one of my songs next?
Perhaps, Kersey. That was just Gene Mitchell we just heard. Concrete Box, Up in the Sky. I always love that one from the Tropical Country album. Thank you to Gene Mitchell taking a few minutes here and joining us on the Island Time Radio Show tonight. And Cheryl, we're going to go back to Music on the Bay again. And play another interview. This time, it's one that I did with Kersey. Kersey Krause, I met her 3 years ago at Music on the Bay, and she was already an established country artist, but she was just starting to dabble into tropical music, and she's gotten into it even further. And she has a great new song out right now called Beaches Be Crazy, which we're going to play here as well. But let's go back to Florida. What do you think? I know we've got so many. We're not even close to being done. We've got like four more of these to go after tonight.
Wow. Yeah. We got a lot of people.
We went nuts. Next week, by the way, on the show, we're scheduled to have Christopher Dale, trap rocker. Where is he from?
He is from San Diego.
San Diego, California. That's right. in studio with us, Christopher Dale, and he was down. That's one of the many of the interviews that we have in the tank. So anyway, let's go back to Music on the Bay. And I sat down for a few minutes with Kirsty Krause, an up-and-coming, I think she's an up-and-coming trap rock country star, if you will. Check it out. DK on Island Time from Music on the Bay, and we have caught up with Kirsty Krause, who just had her first on stage with a full band performance at the event. Kirsty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. I will never forget that entire set. I was just cheesing.
That was fun.
Cheesing. That's a term we use in Wisconsin when you're just really happy and you're super smiley.
I'm going to have to ask my Wisconsin friends about that cheesing. That makes sense. But welcome back to Island Time. And man, so much has happened since we've talked last. And you're doing tons of tropical tunes now. And the big single that's out now is Beaches Be Crazy. And we've been playing it on our show. I really do love it.
Yay, thank you so much for playing it. I am so excited. I'm so excited to like be able to announce on stage today that it's like coming out everywhere as well. But like literally the support that you've been playing it and other people have been playing it, that makes me so happy. Like to see just this support of just sending it out via email and hoping that it gets played. So thank you so much.
Us trap rock community, we're pretty cool that way about that.
It's like a whole family. Y'all are so like tight-knit. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good place to be. It really is. And you co-wrote that, I believe, with somebody?
Yeah, I wrote that, oh my gosh, like probably like a year ago with Scott Southworth.
Okay.
Some of the platforms he goes by, Say Howdy Scott. Like, okay. He's just so fun, and he actually had that title for a while, and then asked me if I would be down to write it, and we just sat there and pretty much just put it together in like less than 2 hours.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. And the first official trap tune you had was with Mark Mulch, who I just talked to a few minutes ago. Got to meet him finally.
Oh nice. Yes, he's here today.
Tied down.
He got to come up on stage and we played it together, and just seeing people out there like singing that song with us and being able to say that it went number one on Radio Trap Rock, like that's so crazy and awesome, and it's just been being played and people have been loving it and they're singing to it, and so I'm just really thankful that he's here too. He's meeting a lot of people.
Yeah, he's awesome. We just chatted, and I love his new tunes as well. Are you working towards another release, like all these songs, putting them together? There's a new one you did today, let me get this right, open mouth insert margarita.
That's it. You know, I feel like I have about 20 some songs now that would be considered trap rock, and like I call them my Florida songs. I know that you can play these songs wherever. I don't know why I just call them for that state.
Sure.
But you know, that's a goal of mine, is to put a bigger project together. So the single out, Beaches Be Crazy, having Tied Down, and things like Open Mouth Insert Margarita, that's definitely been a fan favorite, I feel like. So we made shirts, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's out in the future, too.
Yeah, you got to do a full-on trap rock album. I think fans would go crazy.
That's an absolute dream, and that's what I'm working towards. That would be awesome.
And you got merch now. I saw the shirts. Pretty cool stuff.
I got really colorful shirts. I went all out. I love how Erica's shirts look, Erica Sunshine Lee's shirts. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, who does your shirts? And I used the same guy. He's out of Kansas area.
Okay.
And he put those designs together for me after us talking, and I just love them. And so bright green, and now I have like a bright teal shirt, and
that's perfect for trap rock. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Who growing up, who were some of your inspirations musically, you know?
First couple inspirations, like ever, was Amy Grant.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we're big fans of Amy. Yeah.
The 1992 record played a lot in my house growing up. So I remember being like 3 or 4 years old, like dancing around in the living room, helping my mom as much as I could clean. I don't know if I was doing a whole lot of cleaning, but just dancing. She's trying to make it a fun activity. And Gloria Estefan.
Oh, okay.
Like the locomotion and all that stuff. Those were the first really two people that I remember have memories like listening to their music and being like, this music is really fun. So I think that was kind of the imprint of, I wanted my music to be just fun and make people feel good and make people groove and dance and just be a part of it.
Anybody else? Amy Grant, anybody else?
Oh my gosh, then I got into like Leanne Rimes, Faith Hill, Martina McBride, Jody Messina. Those were the big ones for me. I also listened to all of the divas. So, and then it was like Styx, Phil Collins, oh gosh, Elton John, like all that. Elton John did a lot of like The Lion King. So that was like early on for me. I was like, whoa, people like write music.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He wrote this stuff for this movie. And that's kind of when my eyes opened up, that people write music. That was really cool.
Uh-oh. Probably some Jimmy Buffett more lately.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten to dive in and just in this right before like 2020, like just started listening. And I started from the beginning with the records because I was like, I want to take in an artist from the beginning to the end. And so it was really, really cool to see a lot of that stuff be like, the 70s vibes, meets a little bit of country, meets a little bit of beachy stuff. It was a whole mix of everything.
A lot of artists are performing Bubbles Up now as a tribute. Have you attempted that song yet?
So Dave Freeman and I have a version of that song, and it was on the set list today, but we just simply ran out of time. We just were soloing it up. We were jamming. I had to skip probably, I think, like, three songs on the set list, two or three, but that was one of them. But I'm really glad that David Baker performed it, so at least we have that song in the airwaves today, you know.
And David Baker also performed Styx today, Come Sail Away, which was awesome.
I know. That was like, literally my dad was into hair bands, and then my mom like loved Peter Frampton, so they came together, they, you know, like Bryan Adams and Peter Frampton, so they came together at Styx and like Fleetwood Mac. That's like where, so that was really playing in my house growing up.
Okay. You mentioned Amy Grant. She was a brand new artist when I was on college radio. That'll tell you how old I am.
That's amazing. I cannot, like, I want to meet her so bad.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen her shows a few times. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen her Christmas shows. I saw her in Pinskill at the Ryman.
Okay.
That was for a Christmas present 2 years ago.
And this is interesting. You mentioned this on stage. I didn't even know this. You were born in Florida, but literally moved to Wisconsin, like, what, 3 weeks later?
It was, like, within 2 weeks, we are making our way up to Wisconsin to move back to near family in the home state. So, yeah, I was born in Coral Springs. My parents were so-called living up their 20s, and then they decided to have a baby.
Did you, as you were growing up, did you say, why didn't we stay in Florida?
I mean, I think I was so young. I didn't really actually probably find out that I was born in Florida until I was older, like, you know.
It's interesting, my father revealed to me in his later years that I almost grew up in New Orleans. I would have been born in New Orleans and grew up there, but it didn't happen. He went with a job in Cleveland, so it changed your whole life, you know, and you look back and you're like, holy crap. So.
That is a whole palette of music that you could have had in your arsenal early on.
There you go. And your website, Kirstie?
Yeah, you can find everything at kirstiekraus.com. So KirstieKraus.com.
And you revealed this on stage, but I never realized that you were named after Kirstie Alley.
I was. Cheers was really big. Kirstie Alley took over, and she came on the show. And I guess my mom had me in her belly, and she was like, they just looked at each other. They didn't have to say any sentences. They were just like, that's it. That's our daughter's name. She's going to be named after Kirstie Alley.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, I should say, Kirstie Kraus, for being on our show once again. And this is 3 years in a row, Music on the Bay. Hopefully the tradition will continue.
I would absolutely love if it continues. If anything, I'm still going to be coming. And absolutely, thank you, DK, so much.
All right.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Kirstie.
Be crazy. Bike week in Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. patience be crazy. It's time. Double shots of Jose, all-nighters with the DJ, Bachins be crazy, Bachins be crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii, Bachins be crazy, Bachins be crazy.
Kirsty Kraus, love it. Beaches Be Crazy. Thank you to Kirsty for taking some time down at Music on the Bay for another great interview.
times are rough, when the going gets tough, we'll order you another round. Sometimes life is crazy, it'll hit you in the coconuts. Sometimes you need a drinking buddy. Hit me up. Had a friend who lost his job, 10 years to the company store. I went and invited him out to remind him what he's fighting for. We hatched a little idea on a bottle of Smirnoff. Last week he sold that startup to Microsoft. Sometimes you need a drinking buddy to kick it off. Everyone needs a drinking buddy, the kind of friend that'll let you down. When waters are rough, when it gon' get tough, they'll order you another round. Sometimes life is crazy, it'll hit you in the coconuts. Sometimes you need a drinking buddy. Hit me up. Had some friends whose marriage went south. After 15 years, I went and invited them out for a couple of beers. Then I sent over the bottle of wine they had on their wedding night. They fell in love all over again in the Pabst Blue Neon light. Sometimes you need a drinking buddy to make it all right. Car or a boat down in Belize. Don't worry, buddy, we can make it work. We'll be living a life of ease. I told the waitress at the bar, you're a big rock star, and she's got a friend for me. So I'll get us another round, 'cause it's a little bit early.
Very nice, buddy.
Everyone needs a drinking buddy, the kind of friend that never lets you down. When the water's all rough, when the going gets tough, they'll order you another round. Sometimes life is crazy, it'll hit you in the coconuts. Sometimes you need a drinking buddy. Hit me up. Ever need a drinking buddy, hit us up.
You got the next one, right, Bob?
You got it, buddy.
All right, cool new song from Michael Charles. He's out of Phoenix, Arizona, and special guest there, Bob Carwin. What do you think about that, Cheryl?
I like that song. There were parts of it that reminded me of Toby Keith.
Okay, and we had the Rascals with a classic, Groovin'. And if you never knew the story behind this, I always was thought this was fascinating a little bit. So I kind of related to it, I guess. Back in the 80s when I was DJing, you know, Friday nights I was always working. I was always playing music and then sometimes Saturday night. So Sunday afternoon would come around and that would be the time to maybe have a date, you know, because I was always busy on a weekend. And that's what it grooving on a Sunday afternoon. That's what it's about, because they were always playing on Friday and Saturday nights.
Oh, cool.
So it's time for beer chat. That's where it's at. It's time for beer chat. That's where it at. That's where it's at. We're going to get that open together one of these weeks. But anyway, let's go to Key West and talk to our friends. Key West, Chris Ream and Danny Hoy. Hello.
Hi. Sounds like it's kind of wet up there.
It's going to be wet. Yeah, 100% chance. So. What's your bets?
That's like all of it.
That's a good chance, yes. Welcome back. We haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Seems like it's good talking to you. And by the way, you know, you played Groovin' a little while ago. Danny and I were saying, you know, we play that song. We haven't played it in a while, so now I'll have to bring it back into the fold. Great song.
Oh, I love it. I love that song. Yeah.
Great song.
And the story behind it, like I said. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I never knew that.
So you posted your beer. It's from Cigar City, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct, yes.
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. I think I've been there for a few minutes anyway. Yes.
In fact, I think I saw you there.
Tell us about it. I think it's an IPA, right?
Yeah, well, it's what they call a hazy IPA. So it's a lighter colored beer, but it has a whole hazy look to it. It's not like a clear pilsner that you look at and you can almost see through. This kind of it's like a fog rolled in.
Okay.
Called Fancy Papers Hazy IPA.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, the brewery that's making that beer, their most famous beer is called Highlight. And when I owned the Cork, as a partner there, that was our biggest selling draft beer, and it was consistently. So anything that they do is really really top notch.
Didn't you guys cover that beer once, Highlight?
We did. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thought so.
Good memory.
This says, "Drink fresh, do not age." We're drinking it fresh.
Yeah, we're drinking it fresh.
We just came from across the street.
Yeah.
Sounds
but
great.
It has a mango and tangerine. So it has that citrus.
Yeah, it has a citrusy flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not you would say not a flavor, but hints. Or what's the word they use for it?
Notes.
That's
notes.
It. Yeah, notes.
There we go.
It's not like it tastes like a mango beer or tangerine beer or whatever. Mm. But it'll have those notes to it.
But it's definitely an IPA and really, really good.
Yes, it's very smooth.
It had quite a head on it.
There we go. Sign of a good beer.
And I'm fairly sure that Highlight itself is distributed throughout the United States, so you might be able to find it up there. In this case, the name of it is called Fancy Papers, Hazy IPA, and
6.5%.
Yeah, 6.5% alcohol. Okay. So it's not a lightweight. And they talk about the label on it. It's in a can, not a bottle. At least that's how we get it. And they talk about how the Fancy Papers used to be. Bear in mind that Cigar City is Tampa, and they used to have a very big cigar making area. And so what they're doing is they're talking about the paper that was on the cigar boxes and that was very ornate. And that's where they got their name from.
Okay. Say hi to Cheryl here real quick.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
Doing great.
What's going on?
She's drinking a beer over there.
Drinking beer.
Not really.
Wait, don't say that.
On the radio.
Not really.
We're drinking beer.
Just kidding.
we're on campus.
We have a whole life down here. We drink beer and we play music.
That's
it's terrible.
What
it's
a
terrible.
Life. What a life.
What a gig.
What a life.
Well, beer sounds really good, and
yeah.
You got a picture of it on our Island Time page tonight.
Yep, I put it up there.
I wanted to take
it's hard to see, but
go
it
ahead,
says brewed with Strata and Idaho 7 hops.
Okay.
I'm not aware of what those are, but there must be a lot of hops in the world that I don't know.
Well, there's several. There's a couple of big ones, but there's also some little ones, and they're mostly in the upper area of the west coast of the United States, in Washington, mm-hmm. and you'll also find some in Oregon. That's where the main hop growing areas are.
Okay. Danny, I wanted to take a moment, since you weren't on the show with us last time, I don't think. You have a brand new album, brand new CD, called Tropical Two Island Stories. Six new songs, right?
Yeah, one's a Christmas song, and then... Five song. I wanted to do a 10-song album, but there were a lot of things that got in the way of that last year. So,
I'm still writing
more music and stuff. And I have some songs I'm really happy with, and hopefully I'll be able to do another another album at some point.
Be Trapper Gal Part 3. A lot of people are doing EPs, so you're not alone in that one. But
It's faster and it's easier to get the music out more frequently. So maybe, you know, maybe that's the way to go.
Perhaps, yes.
Either singles or EPs or, you know.
Yeah, it's less expensive, it's all.
Yeah, and people get more music faster and maybe you can concentrate on the best songs, you know.
That's right. We're going to play 301 to Marathon here tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's the best song Denny's ever written, I think.
Really? Okay.
it's a spectacular song.
High praise. There you go. And that is available. And let's make an announcement. You're doing some traveling, right, this year?
I'm doing two events. I love to travel. I just haven't been able to do it for a while. But I'm doing two events. I'm doing Pirates in the Harbor in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
That's in July, the end of July. And so I'm going to be seeing some old friends and some people I haven't seen in a long time there. And then I'm doing the final, in June, I'm doing the final Fins to the West.
Love it.
I've always wanted to go to Fins to the West, so.
Yeah.
At least I get to do it before it ends.
That's right. Cheryl's going to be at the Hanover, PA event. I'm going to try. I don't know if I can make it or not, but I'm going
to
try.
Yeah, so I'll have to meet you at Pirates in the Harbor.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Those people are just amazing. So
it sounds
I'm really looking forward to that.
I heard it was great last year. Our friend Michelle was there. It's her birthday today, by the way, I should say.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
Hope she's listening.
Michelle. Like Michelle three times.
Well, thank you guys for checking in, as always, for Beer Chat. And I'm gonna make sure I have that open ready next time so I don't have to keep singing it.
Where is that thing anyway?
But thanks so much, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, DK and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let's do it. It's 301 to Marathon from Danny Hoy. And the new release called Tropigal 2. Fins up, you guys.
Fins up, Dennis.
All right.
Thank you.
Sneakers on my feet, backpack stuffed with my whole life next to me up on the seat. Got no plans, no schemes, no dreams to fulfill. All I got's a destination, nothing left for time to kill. I can't find a better way. Don't have to leave, but I can't stay. Things will be much better with me gone. I'm on the 301 to Marathon. On the 301 to Marathon. Time ago, you have your life, I have mine. Yours flies fast and mine rolls slow. That city paces me and I'm out of dumb time, burning all those bridges once I cross the county line. I can't find a better way. Afraid to leave, but I can't stay. Life will be much better with me gone. I'm on the 301 Marathon. On the 301 Marathon. Thank you.
but I can't stay. Things will be much better with me gone. I'm on the 301 to Marathon. I'm on the 301 to Marathon. On the 301 to Marathon.
One to Marathon. That is Danny Hoy from the brand new release called Tropical 2 Island Stories. Thank you, Danny and Chris, for beer chat tonight. And drink responsibly, of course, everybody. Cheryl, we're going to air your interview right now from Tampa, Music on the Bay, in early March. Tell us about talking to Dave Freeman, trap rock musician.
Well, we had been talking the night before at the VIP party.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, well, this is good stuff. Let's record an interview.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was able to catch up with him, and we talked. And as always, he's entertaining.
All right. Well,
just a fun time.
Well, let's do it then. We don't have much time. We can't mess around here.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's go back to Florida. And this is Cheryl with Dave Freeman.
Hi, this is Cheryl Lang for Island Time Radio. We're coming to you from Music on the Bay. My guest tonight is Dave Freeman. Hi, Dave.
How's it going? Welcome to Florida. Welcome to Tampa.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we're all having allergy problems, and we thought we wouldn't do that here.
You know what? It happens here, too. It seems like, especially this last couple months, it's been up and down, up and down. One day it's really nice and warm, and they all go away, and then it gets a little cooler, and it comes back. So.
You know, everywhere you are, people say, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute, it'll change.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just Cleveland, folks.
Yeah. We have all four seasons in 3 hours here in the summer, though. That's the difference.
Well, I was talking to Dave last night and telling him how much I enjoy watching him perform. And you told me you don't realize what you're doing.
You know, it's totally like just what happens because I'm into the music. I don't really know that I'm doing it. I've watched myself having, you know, video back and TV back, and you're like, what are you doing? It's crazy. But, you know, it's there's two different modes, by the way. There's the mode when I'm performing, which is just me enjoying the music. And then if I'm playing with other people and I'm doing improvising or sitting in with something, there's another whole thing that happens because I'm watching what people are doing, I'm listening, and it seems like all of that bounces off my face. And I've seen those things too, and it's just, it's part of the whole deal. Like, it's, to me, music has always been your whole body is into it, your whole mind is into it, if you want to do it right, is the way it's been for me. So I don't know that's happening, and I'm glad people like it.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't believe when I went to a concert and I saw people just sitting there like not moving.
Yeah.
I can't sit still.
Well, and my career playing piano pretty much came to an end as a baby child because my mom was a classical pianist and she was completely upset with the fact that I would always bounce around on the piano bench, and she actually stopped teaching me because she said I needed to get the ants out of my pants. And so I always kind of laugh with people. I've told people this story before, but she passed away when I was 14, and that's really when I started taking piano seriously. And so every time before these shows, I look up and I go, hey, Mom, what do you think? You
awesome.
Know, I think she would have enjoyed the whole trop rock thing, going like, look at him, he found a place.
Yeah.
It most certainly wasn't in Carnegie Hall or any of that stuff,
but
church or anything else.
There are many places to use your musical talents.
Go find the place.
Yeah, well, today we were deciding that we need to create a dance using your moves.
Oh, my Lord.
So wow. Be on the lookout.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be interested to see what that looks like.
I don't know that we could do it.
Yeah.
We were also talking about how... yesterday you were playing with a bunch of different musicians on the main stage, and to a non-musician, that's magic. And you said that sometimes it's magic to you too. But because to go in and not having rehearsed in person and everything and to pull off these wonderful sets is amazing to me. Tell me how that happens.
So specifically to Music on the Bay, they've done a really good job year after year of not just having the same people come in, but getting new people to come in. And this year, I think, was a very different year maybe than in years past, because they went for a certain focus of trying to have more Florida-based, Tampa-based.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
George.
Now, that was part one of the interview. There was there's something happened on stage with the Bow Trunks, as you might have recalled.
Yes.
And it kind of put the interview to a halt. But we're going to do part two in a moment. But Dave actually has requested a song that he wrote for Beth Travers. So we're going to play that one right now, and then we'll do part two. It's Bring Me Back the Blues from Beth Travers on Island Time.
Different musicians.
So, and what I was saying is, I remember was that it's different for Music on the Bay, because this year they went a conscious effort to try to get more local Tampa, Florida-based musicians, and also get some people that maybe haven't been here before. And when that all came up in conversation, it was like, if there was only a way we could get artists who are known as, you know, singer-songwriters to have a band behind them so that their music would sound more like the way they recorded it, as opposed to the way they perform it when they're out everywhere else, and make it a different thing. And so along those lines, we have Aubrey Wallet, who's from Dunedin, who's a hometown girl, and so she really doesn't always play with a band. She's played with bands from time to time, but she doesn't have a band of her own. And when everybody goes all over the country to hear her at all the different events, they hear her just playing by herself.
Yeah.
So that was one. Kirsty Krause is from Nashville, originally from Wisconsin, but she's down here in Florida all the time, and I've played with her a lot of times, so it was real easy for me to get together with her and have a band back her up like they do when she plays big country shows up in Wisconsin and along the way. And David Baker is from Missouri and doesn't have a band that he can travel all the way down here and all the money to get all the equipment and all the other stuff. So when Music on the Bay came and asked me about it, I said, well, the band that plays with Joe Downing would be happy to try to get together and do this. Now, the trick was that all three of those people have been away and traveling, so it was a matter of getting the songs they wanted to perform, us listening to them together, putting them together on our own, and then we were able to rehearse with one of them, but the other two was basically a quick rehearsal that I did alone with them in the RV behind the main stage here on Wednesday. Yeah. So while people were moving in, we were in there kind of going over a couple things, and so that's why it all came about. It wasn't necessarily, you know, I don't think when we thought the idea out, hey, why don't you guys go up there and play for 5 hours straight? I don't think that was the idea, but I think it went well. Heard a lot of really good responses. They're all three of them are great, great artists. So it was real simple because they know their music. So it was very easy for them. If maybe something that was supposed to happen didn't happen, they bounced right out of it. And Steve Turk played guitar, Chris Wyman played drums, all of them, you know, great musicians too, so it was real easy to just kind of fit in and do what we do when we play as a threesome together, you know, as a trio, and do that stuff.
Yeah, well, it was seamless to those of us in the audience who are not musicians.
Woohoo! Success!
Yes, yes. Aubrey sounded great with the band.
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with the others.
Yeah.
So, but it was great. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, and David's been played a lot of trop rock shows, but he's always been by himself. And, you know, he has an amazing voice, and a lot of the stuff that he does that isn't his original music, cue Dennis King to play one of the original tunes that David Baker has right now as soon as this interview is over, Dennis. I know you're listening.
He will. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's one side of it. And so he was able to do a bunch of other stuff that nobody plays here in addition to his originals. Kirsty has been making it happen in Nashville for like the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. And she's got a ton of experience doing that. And Aubrey's Aubrey. She lived in Nashville for a while. She's a Florida girl. Great songwriter, great performer. You know, she got her start here at the Tampa Bay Parrothead Club, I'm pretty sure. I know that I saw her one of the first times she ever performed out live on her own was here on this stage that we're sitting next to. So it was, in my mind, as a member of the Tampa Bay Parrothead Club, it's an obligation to help the club make this event as great as it was. And so I'm glad that I got to be a part of that.
Great, great. And today you're playing with Joe.
Right. Well, that's my normal gig. So Chris, Steve and I have been the Joe Downing Band since September of a year and a half ago, I guess it was. And we played last year here at Music on the Bay. And since then, Music on the Bay was our first gig after that initial gig. And now we're playing as the Joe Downing Band. We're playing A1A Beach Bash. We're going up to, you know, all these different places to do that. And yeah, and so we played in Galveston last year as a band and got a lot of positive response from people who really love Joe, who were like, wow, you were really good before, and now this is even, you know, even cooler, so.
Yeah, I saw you guys at a Meeting of the Minds.
Yes, yes, we played at Gulf Shores, yep.
Yes, played at D-Max,
yeah.
And I hadn't seen Joe with a band before,
yeah.
And it was awesome to see you guys.
Well, and I think Joe had been in the band since he was, like, for, you know, getting into what he did, and then as he started writing his music, I don't know that he ever really put that together like that. And he was the one that really, you know, the first idea too was, imagine what would happen if people could hear your songs the way they were recorded. And so here we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for taking the time.
I
got to
tell you one more thing. Oh, we got to get one more thing in here.
Okay. Okay.
I would not be here today if it was not for Island Time Radio Show and Dennis King. I've told him this before in the air, but I have to say it again. When I was wearing shoes and pants up in New York and working a real job, I would listen to Island Time every week, and I would listen to him get super excited more than he normally is when it was Music on the Bay time. And I told Maria, I said, you and I need to go to Music on the Bay one day. And finally, a couple years ago, we got to come for our first one, and here we are now doing this. And so I owe all of my trop rock entrance to Dennis King because of this great show, Island Time, that I listen to whenever I can. But thank you, Dennis, again. I've told him this a million times, and I'm sure that he, you know, gets tired of hearing it, but I just think it's important to know that Dennis has been around this community for so long, making this music accessible to other people who are trap rock people. And there once was a guy named Dave Freeman who was one of those guys. So thanks, Dennis.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. And I don't think he gets the recognition for what he's done for trap rock.
Well, he's amazing. And he's been doing it for so long.
24 years.
Yeah, exactly. And so all the stuff that I knew when I came down here, I mean, the first time I heard Joe Downing was on Island Time. First time I heard Aubrey Well, it was on Island Time. First time I heard the Trap Rock Junkies, the other band I play in, was on Island Time. And it's all thanks to Dennis, and so I'm grateful that he's doing it. And don't stop. Do not stop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a fine line between right and wrong. I've been here since the work bell rang. You say that's too long. But I possess a set of skills that come alive with hops and barley. Call me every name in the book. I'm not leaving till I party. I'm not leaving till I party. Here till the end. So put some beers in a bucket while I entertain my friends. I'll light up my smoke inside. Just watch me. But don't you dare call an Uber. I'm not leaving till I party. Keep your mask on and stand 6 feet away. This backflip off the bar rail, it could go the other way. If no one's gonna dance, just watch me. Cause I know the guys in the band, they're not leaving till I party. They're not leaving till I party. Here till the end. So put some beers in a bucket while I entertain my friends. I'll light up my smoke inside. Just watch me. But don't you dare call an Uber. I'm not leaving till I party. Yes, I'm still here. I think I'll stay the night. But the tavern looks different than it did when I passed out. There's bars on the windows and a gag in my mouth. It seems I got a little unruly on this escapade. Cops showed up with cuffs in hand, so I ran the other way. So here I sit, avoiding a tryst with my cellmate named Marty. All because I just can't seem to leave until I party. I'm not leaving till they discharge me. Here till the end. Put some dollars in my canteen fund. I'll buy a ramen for all my friends. I lost all my smokes to my cellmate named Marty. So keep my bar stool warm for me. I'm not leaving till they discharge me. So keep my bar stool warm for me. I'm not leaving till they discharge me. Like hearing a song for the first time. Never heard a single word, but I sang along with every line. A melody so strong took me back to where I've been long. Turns out you've been what I've been missing all along. Feels like summer when we're walking hand in hand when the night is cold. Feels like summer when it's pouring.
summer when I'm with you. When I'm with you. Love can be like a roller coaster, up and down and side to side. You're my steady wave of emotion, something I feel deep inside. I love you all day long. Yeah, our love goes on and on. Turns out you've been what I've been missing all along. Feels like summer when we're walking hand in hand when the night is cold. Feels like summer when it's pouring rain and storming all day long. Doesn't matter what we do, every day brings something new. Like the ocean tide and watching the sunrise. Feels like summer when I'm with you. Oh, when I'm with you. Feels like summer when we're walking hand in hand when the night is cold. Feels like summer when it's pouring rain and storming all day long. Doesn't matter what we do, every day brings something new. Like the ocean tide and watching the sunrise. Feels like summer when I'm with you.
Brand new music from Mark Mulch from Nashville, Tennessee. We met him at Music on the Bay, like we mentioned. And we also had I'm Not Leaving Till I Party from David Baker from Missouri Way, who we also met down there. And thank you so much, Cheryl, for the interview with Dave Freeman. And thank you, Dave, for the kind words there at the end of the interview about the show.
I told him you said keep the praise coming.
No, super nice guy, and he loves baseball. We have that in common. We've talked about that quite a bit. All right, we're going to do a Jimmy Buffett song. We're in home stretch time. Here he is, he is currently Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. What do you think?
Awesome.
With tin cup chalice. Now Cheryl wants to go to the induction ceremony.
Yes, it's October 19th.
You know Mac McAnally's got to be the one to induct him. I'm guessing.
Well,
who knows? But
we'll... I'm sure Mac will be there, and I'm sure all the coral reefers will be there. But the one that actually inducts him may be somebody else that's already in the Rock Hall of Fame.
That could be. We'll find out. This is Tin Cup Chalice live.
Well, I've had a love affair with Virginia for a long time. For those of you who may have been at the mosque, I don't know, a century ago when I opened for Randy Newman there at Rye Cooter one night, that was my first time here. And I love the fact that people really love music in this state and all around here. Thank you very much. It makes my life a lot easier. I want to go back to the islands where the shrimp boats tie up to the piling. Give me oysters and beer for dinner every day of the year and I'll feel fine. Y'all know about oysters around here. I'll feel fine, 'cause I want to be there. Go back down and lie beside the sea there with a tin cup for a chalice. Fill it up with good red wine and I'll be chewing on a honeysuckle vine. Well, the sun goes sliding across the water, sailboats, they go searching for the breeze. Salt air, it ain't thin. It'll stick right to your skin, but make you feel fine. I made up my mind, and I wanna be there. I wanna go back down and get high by the sea there, with a tin cup for a chalice. Fill it up with red wine. I'll be chewing on a honeysuckle vine. Yes, and now you heard my strange proposal. So won't you get that Packard running and let's move. I wanna be there before the day tries to steal away and leave us behind. I made up my mind, and I wanna be there. I wanna go back down and die beside the sea there, with a tin cup for a chalice. Fill it up with good red wine. I'll be chewing on a honeysuckle vine. Till next time, Virginia. Yeah, with a tin cup for a chalice. You fill it up with good red wine. I'll be chewing on a honeysuckle vine.
Happy every day.
That may be my favorite Jeff Dayton song. I love that. Jeff, out of Minnesota, but travels all over the place, and he's the former musical director of the Glen Campbell Live Show. For about a decade or so, he did that. We heard Mark Mulch, Feels Like Summer, and Jimmy Buffett live with Tin Cup Chalice. That's going to about do it for another Island Time. Thanks so much, everybody. That was so much fun. Next week, we've got Christopher Dale, Trop Rocker, in studio from San Diego, California. That's going to be fun. And we'll try to sneak another Music on the Bay interview or two in. We'll see how that goes.